Look, you tell people idler people don't matter, and then all of a sudden they're chatting in the room.
When you said he's not old enough, mm-hmm. you were thinking of Bjorn.
Because Bjorn likes him 150 years old plus.
And wrinkly and shriveled.
Yeah.
But the real big,
big fatty. I miss him.
Is Big Fatty in the room?
He was in the room, yes. But he's probably napping because usually around 3 to 4 on Sundays, it's nap time for him.
Oh, that's what I hear.
And then apparently from 9 to 11, it's going to be his nap time.
Well, that's because sling time is coming up, right? So he's sling blade.
poor Wes Stone tomorrow. He's got our normal time slot, so. Big Fatty will be napping, I suppose.
Oh, he'll be listening. Oh, I think my mama just called in. Oh,
your mama?
My mama.
Your mama? I thought she called earlier.
I think she's called twice
already. She has called twice now?
Should we listen to my mama? Should we take a call?
I think we should listen to your mama.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, I think my mama just called in.
Oh, your mama?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 658 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th. The 11th of August, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got an e-letterbox full of birthday wishes that I'm going to play for you. And I'll recap my last full day here in Edinburgh. Oh, dear, I say. Gussie, hi everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, today is travel day. Travel day for Big Fatty, and y'all, it is going to be one hell of a day. That's all I'm going to say. We have got to board the deluxe motor coach for a 6:30 a.m. Yeah, Gussie, a 6:30 a.m. departure. And that means that we'll have to be up and at 'em long before that. And y'all, they are going to open the breakfast room a little early. They're going to open it at 6 o'clock, but they're just going to offer the Continental. Y'all, that is the cream tea and the shortbread biscuits. Yes, Big Fatty. But they're going to open it up for us for just the Continental breakfast. But y'all, I've still got 25 pounds in my pocket. And so I'm going to be splurging once we get to the Aeropuerto. And I'm gonna have me a good breakfast there. And maybe even buy me some shortbread cookies. So anyway, but I'll be coming home with not a nickel to my name. Well, a Scottish nickel. But on two, I say Tuesday, which was Big Fatty's birthday. I know, Big Fatty, you didn't even mention it a single time. You always just tell us these things after the fact. But y'all, that's fine, because several people had e-lettered me and said, Big Fatty, please update your Amazon wish list so we can send you something. But y'all, you know, so many of you have been so nice over the years and sending things and all that, y'all, it's just not necessary. I know that you some would like to do that, but it's not necessary. And if you were so inclined to do that, I'm sure that you could have come up with something that Perfetti. That Perfetti was one of the ones that asked me about the Amazon wish list. Y'all, he could have just sent me one of those fleshlights. You know, that's an easy one to. That's vulgar. But and several of you sent me little birthday messages, and I want to review some of those. But my birthday, y'all, I was planning on sleeping late, and the phone rang at 7:30. This is your 7:30 wake-up call, except I hadn't called down to the desk to ask for a 7:30 wake-up call. So, y'all, I guess if you ever request a 7:30 wake-up call, you get it every day, whether you want it or not. So, anyway, got it. So I went ahead and got up and went on down. I had a leisurely brufkus. I saw the orange hat, made sure he was ready to take over babysitting the group. And then, y'all, I came back to the room and I took a two-hour nap. And, y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And then I walked up the hill to the Edinburgh Castle one more time and procured some lovely postcards and just checked out sort of the souvenir junk that they have up there. And then came back to the hotel. And, you know, I was thinking there might be a gentleman caller or two on Tuesday afternoon. But, y'all, it just didn't materialize. And, you know, quite frankly, it's just fine that it didn't. Because, you know, I enjoyed having just a leisurely day of doing not a damn thing and doing exactly what I wanted. And I had my Earl Grey cream tea here in the room, and I filled out my postcards, and I walked to the post office, and I got them in the Royal Mail, as they say, and then I came back, and y'all, and now I'm recording the little show, and y'all, we're having our farewell dinner. This evening, where we'll all gather one last time, and then we'll be leaving in different groups, starting tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning at 06:30 dark early a.m. in the morning. So, that was kind of my day. Now, I'm sure there'll be something to be said about the dinner tonight, but I will wait and give you those details on the Thursday show. And y'all, that I will record from the Fat Cave, barring any unexpected flight delays or cancellations. So if y'all, if there's not a little show when you wake up Thursday morning, then there's been something horrible has gone wrong. So, but anyway, I'm sure you'll know about it eventually. So there'll be a full report, as they say. Now, y'all, I'm going to go over here to the e-letter box because, well, quite frankly, y'all, I've got some information here from Steve in the Uck. And, y'all, I'm McCready in the Uck. And, y'all, he wanted to let me know that he is working on a new version of the iPhone app, and he is fixing the problems with the voice letters, and he is redoing the contact section, and y'all, he is adding an HD option. Y'all, who knew you could get Big Fatty in HD? Ah, Big Fatty, speaking of vulgar. And y'all, the voice letters will have an HD option, which will record calls in a much higher quality. And y'all, I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you know this or not, but there may be a second Easter egg when the new version is personally approved by Steve Jobs. Now, y'all, I have received, and y'all, I've not gone in and looked at any of these messages or anything, because I wanted to do them on the little show. But y'all, I have received an electronic card from my youngest daughter, and y'all, it is from the 123 greetings, or something like that. What does that say there? That is the 123greetings.com. And y'all, I'm gonna click on it now. And y'all, I know this is riveting, but y'all, it's just lovely. And I haven't looked at these, so I could watch them on the little show. And y'all, it says, "Fatty Daddy, hi, happy birthday, Dad. I hope you're having a wonderful day. We all really know why it's windy. Ha ha, love you tons." NASA. And y'all, I'm gonna press play. Y'all, it's a kitty cat. It's a kitty cat, and it says, it went real fast. Let me look at that again. Oh, I was wondering why it's so windy. Got it. It's you blowing out your birthday candles. Happy birthday, and may all your wishes come true. And y'all, it's like a billboard with a kitty on it, and the kitty is getting blown. Oh, Big Fatty, that almost sounded vulgar. And you know that your youngest daughter did not send you a vulgar birthday card. Now, y'all, I got a second one a second electronic card, and this one is from Teresa. And y'all, I'm gonna click it. It is a Hallmark premium card, a premium e-card. And y'all, there is, it says, are you a birthday optimist or pessimist? Find out by taking this quiz. And oh dear Gussie, y'all, there are half naked men holding birthday cupcakes. Are these men half dressed or half naked? Well, they're half naked. You know, and I optimistically, I think they're going to ask Big Fatty to help them take their pants off. I don't know. Dear Gussie, oh Lord have mercy on my soul. Oh, his muscles are pumping up and down. Oh dear Gussie, that is, oh dear Gussie. Y'all, it says, happy birthday. Your message will appear here. Well, the message didn't appear there. Well, it doesn't matter. Teresa, thank you so much. That's just lovely. And you just know just the right way to make Big Fatty happy. Oh, Big Fatty, don't we all? And y'all, I have received a message here from Scotty. And, oh, it is a voice message. Well, y'all, I'm going to download that right now. And we will play that in just a few minutes, because I have got another voice letter that I will play along with that. Yes, well, Scotty, thank you so much, and I'll thank you again once I play the other message. Y'all, and it was sent from his iPhone flaw. Ah, Big Fatty, him and those iPhone flaws. We have gotten a message from the Red Pup over here in the UK, and y'all, I believe he is down there in the Bath area in Bristol and those kinds of places. And it says, Big Fatty, hope you are enjoying the Scottish weather. If it's any comfort, it's miserable in the south of the UK today. Okay. And it says, have a great, happy B-Day, fat one. Oh, excuse me, big fat one. Well, y'all, it was lovely here in Edinburgh today. The sun was out this afternoon when I went over to the post office, and just lovely. Y'all, I have received also one from Stacy, and we all know that Stacy is a male. But y'all, it is from Stacy, and Stacy says, happy birthday. Hope the gentlemen callers have been aplenty. And they haven't. But it's been a lovely birthday nonetheless. Y'all, I've received something from the GoDaddy.com. It is, I don't know if this is for my birthday or not, but there's been some sort of universal terms of service agreement update. I won't read that on the show. But y'all, I've gotten one from Chuck. And Chuck says, happy birthday, Big Fatty. Still waiting to hear about where I can download the Big Brother podcast, you forgetful old bastard. Love you, Chuck. Now, Chuck, that is put together by that Daniel Bieber, and I don't know. So, Chuck, my suggestion is get on that Daniel Bieber and ask him. Now, y'all, Groomazig has sent me a birthday greeting that says, is it really your birthday the day after Wes Stones's? Well, if it is, I don't want to forget to say happy birthday. And if it isn't, then happy unbirthday. I've been meaning to ask, why did you choose Scotland to travel to? Laters, Zig. Well, Groomer Zig, I was escorting some former coal miners that came up here. We came up here to see the military tattoo, which you've heard me speak of several times during this week. So that's why. And y'all, Honey has sent me an e-letter that says, happy birthday, or happy exiting the birth canal day. And y'all, I believe that Honey may have also sent a... Uh, some sort of voice letter thing here. Let's just see what this is.
Happy birthday,
dear Gussie.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Teresa from the Seattles. I know I'm a day early, but I just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday. I wasn't sure how often you were checking your messages, so I wanted to make sure I got my best wishes in for you. I hope you're enjoying your vacation and hope your travels are safe, and I will talk to you soon. Love you. Happy birthday. Bye.
Y'all, that is Teresa from the Seattles, and you know she's related to that sissy, to Sissy and Mother Teresa, y'all. And Teresa, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty on the celebration of his exiting of the birth canal. Now, y'all, as I mentioned earlier, we've got some sort of little voice hootenanny from the one and only Scotty.
Happy birthday, Big Fatty! You're celebrating your birthday early because you've come to the UK. So I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're getting plenty of Scottish sausage and black puddings and haggis up your kilt. This is Scotty. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was Scotty, and he sounds like he is very close by. Oh, that's right. He is in the UK also. And, y'all, by the way, between the time I started playing Scotty's message and the time that I'm talking now, I've had dinner. Yes, Big Fatty, but don't tell us about it. Y'all, also, I received a couple of other voice letters while I was out at dinner.
Hello, big fat brother of mine. I wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday and say that I really hope that you're enjoying your trip over to the British Isles. In fact, I hope you love it so much that you fucking move there. I'm just saying. See, I think I can call right now with a lot of confidence and very little worry that you took those damn crickets with you to the British Isles, because I'm pretty darn sure that they have some kind of, quarantine, you know, for bringing animals into the country with you, and especially things like crickets. So I think I can actually finally call you for once, insult the hell out of you and everything else, and again, not worry that I'm being totally interrupted, overspoken, and drowned out by crickets. So, again, love it. Move there. I'm sure that your Auntie Vera Charles would just love it, and I'm sure the conscience would love it as well. So, be talking with you soon. Love. Bye.
Y'all, you'll have to excuse me. I was beginning to count sheep there. David, thank you so much for those birthday greetings. That was awfully kind of you. And I can guarantee you I did not bring the crickets with me. Oh dear Gussie. But y'all, quickly, before the time runs out, I cannot let this last voice letter get by, because y'all, it is from my grandson.
Oh, Grandfatty, you are vulgar. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, though. Oh, and happy exiting the birth canal celebration day.
Aw, y'all, that is my grandson, Stephen, from Wisconsin. And wasn't that just the sweetest thing for him to call his grandfatty on his celebration of exiting the birth canal celebration 54 years ago? Yes, my grandfatty, put your teeth in and get your stuff packed, because it's time to get on the Aeroplano. Isn't that right, Julian?
Oh, I think my mama just called in.
Oh, your mama?
I'm surprised Ricky and Julian didn't call. Dear Gussie.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.